Greetings, podcast friends, and welcome to another episode. My name's Liz Berg here at WFMU, back after another short absence from the podcast scene. Sorry, I missed it last week. Work's been busy. You've heard my excuses, blah, blah, blah. Same situation, but I've been digging around on the Free Music Archive again, thankfully, with what little free time I've had, and I found a ton of cool stuff, including tracks from Joe Meek, some of my favorite youngins, Henry Hines and Harpoon Forever, new track by Kraus, some live recordings from the legendary Pink Dots, and at the start of the set, we're going to hear from Utt, kind of an old no-wave band that was around in the late 70s, early 80s, total lady no-wave core, very kind of influential and sort of forgotten in a sad way. Anyway, Utt was back on the scene recently and played shows at Issue Project Room and Maxwell's in Hoboken. And Issue Project Room has added an old Utt track to the Free Music Archive entitled Rummy from their album Griller. And if you're an Utt fan or just an old No Wave fan, then definitely check out their other tracks on the Free Music Archive. All right, so let's start out the podcast today with Utt, and then we'll get moving through the rest of the tracks. It kind of goes from creepy to loud to almost irritating rock. So I hope you enjoy it this week, and I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know a little bit more about the music.
Yeah. four legions into Britannia and defeated the sons of Cunobelus at Kent. Total victory lay open to me, but I waited by the Thames for Emperor Claudius to arrive and claim the triumph in his name.
One is where I'd like to be. 'Tis a crowd with three. We have an argument that's way, way too loud. Fire sees divided. Five is in a mess. Six, well, six is perfect when we need to throw those eggs. Seven trumpets, eight will fall. Nine, the lives they give you when you're high up on that wall. For this year, 11's next, 12's the time we'll hold our breath. 13 suppers, 14 wives, save the marmalade. The 15 flies, 16's tempting, 17's old, 18's on the front line. Aiming, heart turned cold, your heart turned cold. Is this why you're here? Is this why? Here.
I should have realized I was beaten from the sky. It's like summer in Siberia with you. It's like summer in Siberia with you. Just when I think you're going to fall, you go along another door. Your eye curtain never will come down. I made the same mistake as Adolf Hitler. I thought you would cave into my barrage of romance. But then came the long march to your heart. I should have realized I was beaten from the start. It's like summer in Siberia with you. It's like summer in Siberia with you. Just when I think you're going to fall, you go unlock another door. Your eye curtain never will come down.
right, podcast friends, this is what we heard in the set today. We finished out with a track from Montañas of Asturias, Spain, with a song called Calamares Gigantes en Lucara. And I don't know what Lucara is, but Calamares Gigantes sound real tasty to me right now. Giant shrimps. It's from a 7-inch record that was added to the Free Music Archive pretty recently. Just cool, lo-fi, almost bratty rock from the north of Spain. A new track from the X-Ray Eyeballs came before that. It was called Pill Riders. X-Ray Eyeballs are from Brooklyn, and they have some overlapping members with the band Golden Triangle. Both of those bands have played live on my radio show. So good. Dan Melchior Undas Menes came before that with Summer in Siberia from an album that will be coming out on the Northern Spy label next year entitled Catbirds and Cardinals, and you can get a little preview. A couple of tracks from that forthcoming record are posted on the Free Music Archive. Joe Meek came before that with Telstar over backing track Try Once More, kind of a weird, loud, cacophonous thing. Joe Meek of the UK, who passed away in 1967, suffered from schizophrenia, was tone deaf, like, crazy story. There's a little bit of info about him on the Free Music Archive, but if you've never heard of Joe Meek, go grab all the tracks that are available there right now. The Comfort Stand label has added a lot of his demos to the Free Music Archive recently, and just look up his info on Wikipedia or something. Very strange and crazy story. Influential musician. Is kind of an understatement there. Before Joe Meek, we heard from Kraus of New Zealand, one of my favorites, one of my favorite discoveries from the Free Music Archive since the site began. The song was called Electric Cyan, and it's from the album Faster Than the Speed of Time, a few tracks of which were just added to the Free Music Archive. We heard from Harpoon Forever, featuring an FMU volunteer, and this is, we heard the Kila remix, Kila. It's from a compilation remix contest called Minor Musics Finland, and artists were asked to remix something by the artist Killa, and the resulting compilation is available on the Free Music Archive courtesy of the Issue Project Room. I've really dug this Harpoon Forever track. Before Harpoon Forever, we heard from Henry Hines of Home Blitz. He's a 16-year-old kid from California and now lives in around Princeton, New Jersey. And he just put out like this awesome album of his bedroom recordings called The Portal. And it's on a record label called Cryptic Carousel. You can grab some of the tracks from that album on the Free Music Archive. That's Henry Hines. So good. Happy birthday, Henry. I heard it just happened recently. The legendary Pink Dots came before Henry Hines with their song Russian Roulette, as performed live here at WFMU on Brian Turner's show on November 2nd, pretty recently. You can check out a bunch of live tracks from that set on the Free Music Archive or listen to the whole archive set on Brian Turner's playlists. Wow, the legendary Pink Dots have been around since 1980, featuring Edward Casebell. And they're doing their 30th anniversary tour this year. They've got a new album out, and definitely catch them live if you're into kind of the old gothy experimental scene. Really influential folks, and they're still at it, which is awesome. At the top of the podcast with their song Rummy from the album Griller. And as I spoke about that earlier, they performed recently at the Issue Project Room. And Issue Project Room recently added a few tracks to the FMA. Very cool. That wraps it up for the podcast today. Thanks so much for listening and for putting up with my intermittent absences. I apologize. I hope I have the time to put another podcast together before the Thanksgiving weekend. I will try my hardest, people. Thanks for sticking with me. I'll see you next time. Ciao.